Beware the Februarization of the mind. Last Saturday, as Ever and I joined hundreds of parents filing into the public school auditorium where the all-district band, which included our 17-year-old son on trumpet, was to hold its concert, we were just glad we made it. It had been one of those weeks where every event and obligation seemed to merge with the next one, offering little chance to pause and make sense of it all. The tragic loss of so many lives at nearby Washington Reagan National Airport just a couple of days previous was weighing heavily on the whole community. That sense of loss, the recent bitter cold, parental pride, fatigue, and Punxsutawney Phil predicting 6 more weeks of winter, it was all in that room as the lights dimmed. Then Ever and I looked down at the program and saw a little ray of light. There would be a piece by J.S. Bach, our favorite composer. No matter that it was called Come Sweet Death, Come Blessed Rest. The guest conductor walked over to the microphone and said, Bach was writing for the church and he truly believed that God had given him every note, that he was only the vessel. And he believed it so much that he wrote SDG on every one of his scores. Solo Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory. Already you could hear a pin drop in the auditorium for this public school event, but the guest conductor wasn't finished. He continued. In this particular piece, Bach envisions himself taking that painful death away from whom he believed was his savior. And he believes that if he can take that on, that it will meet with his life's mission for being a vessel to relieve whom he thought died for him of the pain that he was suffering. Then came the music itself and the tears. The concert was next level, as our kids would say. The whole experience brought us back to a homily we heard in the past week on avoiding the Februarization of the mind. The gist of it was this: January and February often give us long, dark, cold, and tiring days. Draw near to God in all of this. Give your heart to Him even more. Don't surrender the hope you have in Him. Don't make any drastic decisions based on the troubling emotions you're feeling. Hold on. Just when a kind of Februarization of our minds was setting in, the witness of J.S. Bach, a guest conductor in this homily, jolted Ever and me back. Tears and gratitude, a much bigger perspective, penetrated the grind and the fatigue. Solo Deo Gloria and Draw Near to God reminded us of our heavenwards pilgrimage, just when we were starting to lose the way. As you take stock of where your heart is, already a month from New Year's and less than a month from the start of Lent, consider one of the following ideas. First, pause and reflect on the past month. Thank God for the blessings He has shown you. If possible, write them down and share some of them with your family or friends. Try to envision your burdens as opportunities for a closer union with Jesus on the cross. Second, if you're married, take turns sponsoring a 2 to 3 hour mini retreat for your spouse in order to have this time to check in with your heart and ask God for His guidance and inspiration. If an organized retreat isn't available, schedule a few hours for Eucharistic adoration or a hike or other way for you to find the solitude and quiet you need. Third, if things have slipped, get back to more regular family prayer time and family dinners. So many blessings cascade into the family when parents are intentional and put these two non-negotiables on the map. Many slips into Februarization can be averted by simply showing up for family dinner and prayer day after day. This gives God more room to work in your family's daily life. As Ever and I joined the river of families leaving the concert on that first day of February, we held hands and smiled at one another. Never in a million years had we thought that a public school event would prompt us to reflect anew on Christ's suffering and our call as Christians to unite our burdens to our Savior's cross and even ask Him if we can lessen the pain He experienced. God once again used His vessels, a composer, a conductor, a priest, to lift our minds from Februarization and back to giving Him glory in all things. Solo Deo Gloria.